Antioxidants are substances that have cancer-fighting properties. Researchers are working to find better ways to get these compounds into our bodies more quickly. Dr. Amal Kadoumi at the University of Louisiana at Monroe Department of Basic Pharmaceutical Sciences is partnering with Dr. Christina Sabloff at the LSU Ag Center Biological and Agricultural Engineering Department. Dr. Kadoumi, first of all, tell us how this partnership came to be.
When we started, I remember that LSU agriculture faculty came to College of Pharmacy and they met with the head of department, Dr. Brisky. At that time, then we arranged, because they have expertise and we have a different expertise, at one point that we can complement each other. So using their expertise and combining it with ours, this can certainly enhance what they are looking for and it also enhance what we are looking for. So at that time, it was a great opportunity, to be honest, that to find people who are interested in the kind of work we are doing. Since that time, I remember in May, actually, we arranged a meeting for the faculty of our department at the College of Pharmacy, as well as the faculty of the Agriculture Department in the LSU. We met and we discussed possible collaboration points because we have different expertise. We tried to find the best fit. In my case, for example, we are more interested in studying why compounds, when we are taking them, they are not in the blood in the required level. So we try to understand the mechanism behind that, because as soon as we understand that mechanism, in this case, we can play with how we can deliver the compound to the body for the ultimate benefit of it. That's what we are doing in my laboratory. When it comes to Dr. Christina Sabloff, she is an associate professor at Department of Biology and Food Engineering. Her expertise is preparing delivery systems. And one of the delivery systems of interest to her is the nanoparticles, very small particles that she package the drug or the molecule in a nanoparticle molecule package that we use it as a delivery system in order to enhance molecules' availability in the body. So she has a nice delivery system that she wants to test, and we are capable and we are able to characterize and study whether such delivery enhanced, increased, or not. So as soon we found the interest here that we are completing a nice story here, delivery system with characterization. So at that time, in my case, in the case of our project, we decided that we can go ahead and put together a proposal and we submitted it. And thankfully that we got the fund for this project.
Now let's look at a little bit of the big picture, because this is looking at being able to deliver antioxidants.
Exactly, yes.
Why are antioxidants important, and why is it important that they're able to be delivered efficiently?
The importance of antioxidant in the body, in our system, there is a defense mechanism that as soon as there are antioxidants produced, there will be a way that can remove them. When we take food, food contains also antioxidants, so there is exogenous source or a source for these antioxidants. And sometimes maybe you need them for treatment as well, that we need better level or enhanced level of these antioxidants in the body. When we talk about antioxidants, some of the examples we can think about, ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is a very good antioxidant.
Vitamin C.
And also you will find vitamin E is an excellent antioxidant. Example of, and when we talk about vitamin E is, it's not only one compound. Vitamin E is a set of compounds or isoforms, we call them. So you will find the tocopherols as well as the tocotrienols. Now, alpha tocopherol, one specific isoform, actually it has been found to have a very good antioxidant effect, as well as tocotrienols. Tocotrienols is specifically what we study in my laboratory and Dr. Sylvester laboratory, as well as other two labs, Dr. Sayed and Dr. Nizal. We are working on gamma tocotrienol because it has anti-cancerous or anti-cancer effect against the breast cancer. So actually here it kind of has two targets. First, as antioxidant. Antioxidants are important for prevention of several diseases such as cancer. such as Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, several diseases can be affected by this, the presence of such antioxidants, okay? For example, the compounds we are talking about, vitamin E. Vitamin E has a very low bioavailability, very low.
In other words, it's very difficult to get high levels of it in your body.
For example, if you take it with food, even supplements, if you are having supplements with food, even if you take 100 milligram, you will find maybe 1 milligram reach into the blood. So bioavailability is very low. So in order to enhance and increase these antioxidants level in the blood, you need a better way to deliver it. In this case, what is the delivery system? So there are several ways, and the one that we will be studying is the nanoparticles. So we are hopeful here because you have a career, a nanoparticle system that, because it is very small, and also knowing that when it comes to gamma-tocotrienol, that it requires a specific protein to take it. Okay? So if you overcome that specific protein, then you can enhance. We want to overcome such barrier by such delivery system so we can enhance its bioavailability. Most antioxidants that we take, either with food or as supplements, actually their bioavailability in the blood is very low. So we want to enhance it.
So what are the hopes of something, a product actually, that could be developed as the result of some of this work?
Actually, it is the nanoparticle that contains the antioxidant itself. Example of that, alpha-tocopherol, gamma-tocotrienols, and maybe in combination with other therapeutic drugs, right? So it is a matter of you are adding that antioxidant in addition to another drug, for example, anti-cancer drug. The effect is more now because of that combination, the antioxidant as well as the other combined drug.
Dr. Amal Kadoumi, thank you so much for talking with us.
You are very welcome.
Dr. Amal Kadoumi in the ULM Department of Basic Pharmaceutical Sciences is collaborating with Dr. Christina Sabloff at the LSU Ag Center Biological and Agricultural Engineering Department on a way to use nanoparticles to deliver cancer-fighting agents. You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.